This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At an IKEA in Atlanta, a man was arrested for putting fake aero decals on the floor, creating a labyrinth with no exit.
Oh my God. Brilliant.
Hilarious.
Brilliant.
Did you say he was arrested?
Yes. A salesman alerted police that nobody left the building that he thought was very strange. Police received dozens of phone calls of people reporting that they were locked in an IKEA and couldn't get out. Okay, that might be a little exaggerated.
If you're somebody that goes to IKEA not often, I can see how that would happen.
Oh, sure.
I haven't ever really used the arrows on the floor. Really ever, because I love getting lost in an IKEA. But if you're somebody that's frustrated and needs to find the way out, those arrows usually do kind of, because they even sometimes will split you off.
Yeah, take you like through another department.
It's like
to
a board
get you
game.
Back on the, yeah.
Like if you want to go through the candy forest, go right through this door.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you do and you're like, I'm in bedding?
Yeah.
You know?
But the fact that he was arrested for what?
Manslaughter.
No. But in a situation like this,
mm-hmm.
where a prank doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
And it is very funny, and especially if it's creative, I think the cops have an obligation to just let you go.
I agree.
And go, listen, funny, but wrong.
But don't do it again.
Right.
Don't do it again unless you make it even funnier.
Right, right.
I think that's what it should be.
Producer Gabe has come in, and you have a sad face.
I don't know if you can say that nobody got hurt.
Who got hurt?
No, I definitely can say that no one got hurt.
You don't know what being in an IKEA is stressful enough. It's very draining. It's very draining, and I don't know. I just don't feel like that kind of prank is funny.
I have a list of pranks that I haven't done, but I have encouraged other people to do, and there are varying degrees of trying to stick it to somebody. Like, I have told a girlfriend whose boyfriend cheated on her to go and take all of his left shoes.
Okay. You're the only one laughing. Is it funny?
Well, her and all me, all of our friends are laughing. Here's another
Gabe,
one.
Gabe, that's the philosophy of this show.
What?
If we're the only ones laughing, that's all that matters.
Here's another great prank, I think. And this one, you can do it to somebody that you even love very much. It's just funny to prank them. Take all of the remotes in their house and hide them in their own house.
That's not funny. That's annoying.
Yeah.
That's what a prank is.
Or you can simply take the batteries out of all their remotes and leave
that's
them
funny.
That's
where
so
the
annoying. Most TVs don't even have buttons now.
Yeah.
How would you? That's not funny.
Oh,
what
I'm
prank
laughing.
Do you think is funny?
I don't know. I'm not really a pranky type person.
We can tell.
I think I've only played one prank in my whole entire life.
Okay, what was it?
Well, I was in high school and my friend Chower.
Chower?
My friend Chower.
Are you saying shower or chower?
Chower, C-H, chower, like chowder with no D.
Is that a first name?
That's her name, her first name. Anyway, that's not a story.
That's not a name. That wasn't her birth name.
Maybe that's the prank.
Clover's her real name. Anyway.
Oh my God.
What?
Is this the prank?
No.
Okay.
No, my friend Chower had a friend and she... This friend of hers wrote a show, a premise for a show, and Chower told her she told her, I'm going to send it to HBO.
Okay.
And then so Chower tells me, I need you to pretend to be somebody from HBO, call her, and say that we love the idea of your show.
What was the idea of the show?
It was like a fantasy sci-fi show where somebody goes through different time, like eras, and has sex with people.
Like just for fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a stupid show.
Yeah.
But I call her and I'm like, we're so excited about your idea. We're going to fly you out to Los Angeles. We want to film this. We want to work with you. And so maybe I had like 3 or 4 different calls with her over the course of like 2 or 3 weeks. And I even changed the voicemail on my phone to be this fake man from HBO.
Gabe!
Gabe!
That is so much worse than any of the things that I've suggested.
I know! I felt bad.
She's talking about annoyances and you crushed someone.
I wouldn't say I crushed someone.
Fine, destroyed. Is that better?
How about next time, just hide remotes somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. That's mean.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.